Chattanooga's number one hit music station. Gino D here with you. Super excited for the inaugural episode, or the inaugural segment here, of 6 Minutes of Stardom right here on Hits 96, where we get to feature local music. And to kick it all off, we have Chattanooga rapper Finding Zero.
Sir, what's going on?
Welcome to the studio, my friend.
Appreciate you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for doing this. This is a lot of fun. We have Shot by Buckets also in studio.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And he actually sent me an email. You guys worked on this project, this antisocial song.
Yes, sir.
And you put it together. I thought it was blown away. People send me stuff all the time, and it's all good music, don't get me wrong, but some of them just are a little special, kind of stand out a little bit.
Yes,
and your song definitely does that. We also give a shout out to Cap G, featured artist on the
track. Shout out Cap.
So we're going to play it in just a few moments here, but it is 6 Minutes of Stardom, so let's eat up this 6 minutes and get to know you a little bit, Zero. Finding Zero, first and foremost, where did we get that name?
We got that name from every song I make or that I drop. I try to make it as a message to myself and also to other people to find me. You know, Zero is my aura. So every song I drop, you're just finding a different piece of me. So
okay. Yes, all right. Sir. I like that. And where are you born and raised?
I was born and raised in Chattanooga, Tennessee. So
look at that. So hometown boy.
Yes, sir.
Excellent. That's very cool. Very cool. And when it comes to doing hip hop music, how did you get into this? How did you get into recording your own stuff? Where did you find your voice?
I got into this actually as a joke with my friends. Shout out Young J. Cody. He got me into this. He's another local artist.
Okay.
And basically, we were just going to mess around and make some music, like just on some joking stuff. But then, like, I actually realized I had potential a little bit. And, like, even people around me were like, that's actually kind of good. So, honestly, I just took it to a whole nother level. I've always been fascinated by, like, rappers charismatic and, like, just the artists and where they move and travel and just impact people's lives. So, I was like, honestly, I want to make this, like, my long-term goal and dream. Because as a child, it was, but I took a break off of it for a long time.
Okay.
But then after that, it was like, all right, I'm ready to just do this seriously. And I met some wonderful people doing this, and I just can't wait to just keep going with it.
Sure. And you definitely have a talent for it. And I'm not just saying that because you're on the air with me on right now.
But, yeah.
I mean, your song really did captures you right away. I think it was the smartest thing is to put that hook.
Yes,
that
sir.
Hook of that song is so good. And I can't wait to play it again. We're going to get to that in just a second. Talk about your creative process a little bit. How do you come up with something like that hook, or how do you come up with your lyrics?
Yes, sir. Honestly, Antisocial was sent to me by my producer, Wayne on the Beat, just an instrumental.
Okay.
And I do all my songs. I just do voice memos or freestyle at first just to get like the cadence and the flow and the lyrics. So actually, Antisocial wasn't even written. It was literally just on the spot, play the beat in my headphones, and we'll just go from there.
Wow.
So it was just a pretty cool like experience making that song, because after I was like, wow, this is crazy. Like, this is a great song, you know? So I just took it from there, and then honestly, when we got Cap on, it was just surreal, because I listened to Cap when I was about 12, 13 years old. So
wow.
To have him on a song like that, it was like, all right, let's put it all together and let's put it out. Like,
now, how do you connect with somebody like Cap that you've been listening to for all those years? Just, is it social media? Or?
Yes, sir. Yeah, social media for sure. I got hit up by Buckets and Wayne right in like May 1st, and I think we recorded the song on May 4th. So
wow.
Shout out to Danero. He had pointed me the way to Cap. And that's how we had got him in there.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. And so when it comes to Buckets, you shot the music video, and you're kind of just kind of a guy behind the scenes putting everybody together?
Yeah, I kind of did he would be the best for that song. So I saw him. I thought you like had the most talent in this industry in Chattanooga. So I knew that he would be perfect for it. So
yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. And the voice, you have a great voice.
I appreciate
it. And it really does. It resonates. It sticks with everyone. So the collaboration is fantastic. The video will be posted up, by the way, on our website at hits96.com. Of course, if you follow these guys on Instagram and such, you'll be able to see clips and so on and so forth. Inspiration, Zero. Where did you get your inspiration to get that voice memo going and get those lyrics?
My biggest inspiration, honestly, is God and my family and like just my hardships that I've went through in my life, and I just want to share them with other people. And then my musical influences, honestly, are just Juice WRLD, RP Juice, XXXTentacion, RPX, and the Migos.
There
I was a big Migos fan when I was about middle school, so I used to try to steal their flow and their cadences a little bit, and then as I've got older, I try to like, put my own twist to it, you know. So
sure. And you can hear that.
Oh, yeah, definitely pay homage for sure. Yeah.
Which is great, too. And those are all artists, too, that have had their hit once in a while that cross over into the top 40 world, which is what, of course, our wheelhouse is here on Hits 96, playing today's hit music. And we've had Cuatro Cinco on, who has a couple of those songs that just kind of branch over. So this is a really cool thing, and it's so great to have such a base of local talent right here in Chattanooga to now feature when it comes to Hits 96. So that's really great. Speaking of the local scene, what do you think about the local music scene so far? How's it treated you? What's your thoughts?
Honestly, without music in Chattanooga, I don't know where I would be. Like, I met some wonderful people like Bucket, shout out Wayne on the Beat, Atreyon's my other producer, and then even artists like you said, Cuatro Cinco, some of my closest friends, Young G. Cody, the Don, Von, Vinny, CT. Like, all those people, like, they're just wonderful people to be around. Like, not even, like, just making music, just sure. having a conversation with them, talking about life, talking about goals, talking about dreams. And then, obviously, you know, when you put that, you know, everybody's love for music together, it's just a beautiful thing at the end. So, yeah, Chattanooga scene is wonderful. I wish people gave us more attention, though. I feel like we're overlooked a little bit.
Okay.
But I can definitely say we have some heavy hitters, songs already being made, and artists in general. That's going to shock the world for sure.
I think it's that part of the problem that we have, too, is the location a little bit, being right in the center of Atlanta and Nashville.
Yeah.
Right? So people kind of like, well, I'll just go to Atlanta.
For sure.
Or I'll just go over to Nashville, and they forget it's a little passerby city, and they have to make it a stopperby city.
Right.
So we're trying to get
we'll wake them up
soon. But we get some great, fantastic venues, too. I know you've worked with Wanderlinger in the past, Lemon Huskies, and you're always kind of open to doing shows.
Yeah, I'm ready to perform anywhere. Yeah. Anytime, so just let me know.
Okay, all right. All right, we'll put you on our list. We got some stuff in the works that we would definitely like to do. And Buckets, now, how'd you get into video creating and all of that? What kind of led you to that direction?
I started out with photography, and then I just always wanted to be in the music industry. I tried to rap when I was younger. I mean, that's, I was always my dream, and I was like, nah, it's not working out for me. I'm going to stay in the industry, though. I got to do something. So I started just making music videos, and then it just went up from there, really.
Sure.
I just always liked watching, like, music videos. I was always doing photography, so, like, it just meshed together easily.
Yeah, and you got the ear for the collaboration as well, setting up Zero here with Cap G. Put the song together, and then the producers behind the track. So I think that's just fantastic. Well, guys, thank you so much. Thank you for stopping on by. What can we look forward to for the future, Zero? What are you working on, current projects, things that we should look out for?
Currently working on my next album called No More Sub, coming out soon. Hopefully late December, early January, so stay tuned. I will be having my album release party at Wavelength Studios in Chattanooga. So just follow my social media, Instagram at Finding Zero with an underscore at the end, and you'll find all about it.
Yeah, and we're going to link up to hits96.com. And real quick, you did mention Wavelength, and I meant to ask you about that. Mm-hmm. You said that's kind of been a big inspiration for you as well, and kind of an avenue to meet these artists and producers. Sir. Talk about Wavelength. Give them a little bit of a plug.
Wavelength, that's the best studio in Chattanooga. You're working with experienced producers, people who really going to give their heart and their soul into your music. They're not just going to send you a beat and hope you pay them back. Those are my closest friends in the industry, I honestly can say, and they plugged me in with, that's how I met Buckets, actually, was at Wavelength.
People.
We do a thing called Pass the Ox every month. Artists come in, I've met some big artists, and A&Rs come through just to, you know, just experience it with us. So, shout out Wavelength, shout out Trey, shout out Wayne on the beat. Honestly, I could say I wouldn't be nowhere without them in my career right now. So if you're an artist and you haven't recorded at Wavelength or you haven't communicated with them, you got to tap in right now for sure.
Got to get in there.
Yes,
got to get in there. And I know for the hip-hop community too, the Chattanooga Hip-Hop Summit is a big, big deal.
Yes, sir.
Growing ever. Dame Dash is coming later this month. I mean, are we real? It's just great.
Yeah,
so, yes.
Hip-hop summit.
Absolutely. Guys, thank you so much for coming on. We're going to play Antisocial right now. Finding Zero featuring Cap G. The video shot by Buckets. You can check it out on our website at hits96.com. You guys ready for the debut?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks, guys, for coming in. Appreciate it. Here we go. It's Antisocial on Hits.